Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Last half hour of today, this Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Did all the research I could during the break. No confirmation about any stroke, reported stroke of Biden. Maybe it's something he suffered over the weekend. Not really sure. Got another text message. Somebody reporting that they saw on X, there on Twitter, that Biden will be making an address to the nation 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Don't know if that's true either, but Biden will address the nation on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Haven't got confirmation of that either. Steve up in Gatesville, I did not see Biden himself announce dropping out. Did I miss something? No, he never did. He put it out on a statement on his own Twitter X account. He did not give a speech. He did not put out an official press release. Nothing other than social media. So I guess now Twitter, which is now X, is the favored way of communications. I guess. I don't know. But it's very, very interesting. Now, another story that came out, and this was reported by Bob Cushman, investigative reporter, a screenshot. Biden transferred $28 million to Harris for president back on May the 31st, 2024, according to FEC election reports. Biden Victory Fund. $28,488,925. Very interesting. Well, according the reporting being done here by Bob Cushman is stating that the Harris campaign, already using Act Blue money, was part of a money laundering scheme. Swiss billionaire and other donations of dark money, bundling donations, total number of donations, 1,625,712, coming from 400,000 different donors. One of the donors came from a New Orleans resident named Cornelius Manro, who listed not employed. Donated to Act Blue 847 times, ranging in amounts from $20 up to $100 during these 847 donations, totaling $18,276.54 from a person who is unemployed. They looked up the address where he is registered at. It's part of a duplex down in New Orleans. So now, allegedly, they're involved in money fraud schemes to put it into Harris's campaign. Federal election chair predicts that there will be challenges because Harris is set to, quote-unquote, inherit the $240 million war chest from Biden, but there may be legal challenges. Interesting. Because one of the things you have to look at, folks, Biden-Harris was the name of the money that it was taken for. Well, guess what? Biden is no longer there. No longer there. FEC chair predicts there will be legal challenges if Kamala Harris tries to access Biden's war chest, stating, quote, it's really complicated. The unprecedented nature of President Biden handing Vice President Kamala Harris the keys to his campaign war chest may be more complicated, will spark legal challenges, said the head of the Federal Elections Commission on Monday afternoon. In the short answer, it's really complicated, stated FEC Chairman Sean Kuski, an appointee of former President Donald Trump. Oh, this gets to be interesting. Biden didn't replace him. He left Trump's appointed chairman in place. Well, speaking to NPR, he was asked about the vice president's ability to access Biden's campaign assets. He says, quote, we need to take a step back to consider the situation. This is completely unprecedented. Unprecedented, you think? Because one of the things he goes on to say in this statement, because it is unprecedented, we will have to interpret the laws and look at it in terms of modern political history. We have campaign finance laws in place that never address these kind of issues. We now have a presidential nominee or presumptive nominee dropping out of the race just weeks before their party's convention confirms his nomination. Question is going to be whether or not she'll be able to inherit the $240 million cash from the Biden campaign. Here's the main problem. Most of the money was joint fundraising. Not only was it Biden-Harris, but it also was involving the Democrat National Committee. Biden-Harris campaign quickly dropped Biden's name from the FEC paperwork on Sunday after the president's announcement, changing the name of the fund to Harris for President and designating the Harris Victory Fund and the Harris Action Fund as its joint fundraising committees, removing the DNC. Interesting. Well, of course, there's going to be legal challenges to this. Cooksey admitted that he's just one of six commissioners at the FEC, suggests that surrendering the money to Harris is not going to be that simple and straightforward as some have suggested. What Biden's attempting to do is basically give his entire committee the cash and all of its assets over to another person. I think it's going to have to go through a process through the FEC. I expect there probably will be legal challenges filed with the agency, and this will be forwarded to the courts. He acknowledged that some of the campaign finance lawyers have reached the conclusion that Harris is a legitimate claim to Biden's campaign funds, but noted that other experts don't agree. This is going to be interesting. Because if you tie up that $240 million, that puts her at a huge disadvantage to Trump's war chest. After announcing J.D. Vance as his vice president, concluding their national convention, huge, huge money coming in. Now, one of the other things you have to look at, in this process, it's going to take place probably after the August convention in Chicago. Because we don't even know for sure that she's the nominee. Per their rules, they still have to vote. She can be the presumed nominee, but it's not technically wrapped up just yet. So if you wait until August, the convention, and then file the lawsuits, this could be tied up probably before the November 5th election. There's no way they're going to get an answer. If they do, it may be too late. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Just to wrap up this last paragraph in the story, the predecessor for the Democrat FEC commissioner, Dara Lindenbaum, asserted that Harris is in fact entitled to all of the campaign funds. This is the process in which private properties can file complaints. There's also a process in which they will be asking for advisory opinions from the FEC. One of the problems with the processes is that it will take a lot of time. And we don't have a lot of time until the election. As of yesterday, 106 days out, tying this up in court could cause major problems for the Harris campaign. Interesting. She's the only one entitled to potentially claiming the money. If another candidate is put forward at their convention in August in Chicago, they definitely won't have access to the money. Biden Harris is who the money was raised for. Biden's now gone. Harris wants it. Well, it's definitely not going to go to another candidate. Very, very interesting development. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Got all kinds of stories being reported all over the place. Charlie Kirk claims that he has a source that claims that there was a medical emergency out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Arrangements were being made to take him to the local university hospital because of the medical event. Then they got a call to stand down. They were going to take him to Johns Hopkins. That didn't happen. Reports was that he supposedly went back to Delaware. Delaware. His beach house. Now there's supposedly stories out there that he's going to address the nation on Wednesday at 8 p.m. We shall see. I don't believe any of this. So we'll have to wait and see. Stand by. God only knows what the truth is, what the answer is going to be. I do know this. They are going to have to definitely invoke Article 25. With all this craziness going on, he's not in the Oval Office. He's not even in Washington, D.C., who, in fact, is the president right now. Who has access to the nuclear codes? In the event we're attacked right now, who would be responding? The military? Kamala Harris? God only knows. And if in fact he's incapacitated, there's even one story out there that he died. I can't believe that. I mean, these stories are going all over the place, people. Text messages blowing up, checking emails, looking at various platforms. Can't get confirmation on any of this stuff. So we'll have to wait and see. But if in fact he is going to speak tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, that would definitely put an end to all these rumors. Now, the first statement they put out was that Biden was going to stay in the Oval Office and fulfill his duties as commander-in-chief until the end of his term. Well, that's January 20th of next year. This is July 23rd. That is a long time away from right now. And if they don't remove him using Article 25, how mentally competent is he? Now, I have to admit, if I was President Xi, I would take over Taiwan today. Putin would push forward in the Ukraine. North Korea might even try to advance and do some things. All of this while this administration is in total chaos. Basically, our country in chaos. And whose fault is it? The Democrats. They own this. They own this whole thing, this whole process. For years, we've been saying that Joe Biden has been declining. Oh, no, no, no. He's strong. He's vibrant. He's contributing in every meeting I'm in. Kamala Harris lying to protect him. The White House staff lying to protect him, which has brought us to where we're at today. That's the bottom line. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, co-chair of his campaign, along with others, now quickly abandoning him, going in full support of Harris. Right. The lady who was in charge of the border, you know how Biden made her the quote-unquote border czar? Look at how well she's ran the border since Biden gave her that responsibility. This is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And one of the things that we're excited about, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, just got a report, record-breaking of fundraising yesterday. With the announcement on Sunday by Biden, along with what's going on, the confusion in the White House right now, biggest fundraising day ever occurred yesterday. I know I got like 20 text messages from him. Matching funds, ridiculous numbers. One thing you have to understand, this last point, real quick, we'll wrap this up. Tomorrow we'll know. If he in fact is going to address the nation at 8 o'clock, we'll find out later today. If he doesn't, what does that say? That's the question. What does that say if he doesn't come out and address the nation? Has he suffered a stroke? Crazy report reporting he may have died. Who knows? Just stop sending me the conspiracy stuff until we get some facts, people. We'll find out soon. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policy.